Government officials in Connecticut have spent years looking on as its neighbors, New Jersey and Rhode Island, made headlines for municipal corruption. But Connecticut has had a rash of high-level corruption cases recently. The former mayor of Waterbury will be sentenced in a child sex abuse scandal, and another mayor faces life in prison for accepting gifts in exchange for steering municipal contracts. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports.
Until the late 1990s, corruption in Connecticut was relatively low-level, says former U.S. Attorney Stan Twardy. Now, he admits, Connecticut has made it to the big time.
I heard sort of a joke the other day, but somebody was calling it Convicticut because of what is going on. It's not pretty.
The first story broke in 1999 when the former state treasurer admitted steering state pension money in return for kickbacks. That was followed by scandals involving mayors in two of Connecticut's largest cities. Bridgeport's Joe Ganim was convicted on 16 counts of bribery, conspiracy, racketeering, and mail fraud. In Waterbury, a municipal corruption probe was cut short when investigators discovered that Mayor Philip Giordano was sexually abusing two young girls. And in March, the governor's former deputy chief of staff told a federal court he'd accepted gold and cash in exchange for steering large state contracts. Twardy says when the money starts flowing, corrupt public officials begin to feel they're entitled.
There was a lot of money coming from the state and the federal government into those communities to help redevelop them. Lots of money that was being spent by people. And unfortunately, these people who are in public service are getting paid good money. It's $100,000, but they're being surrounded by people who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars with open-ended expense accounts. And there's a tendency, geez, you know, if they can do it, why can't I?
In Bridgeport, the new administration has set out to change that city's tainted image.
So here we are in the mayor's conference room, you know, beautiful room, parquet floors, and you've got these stunning oversized oriental rugs.
Karen Kaufman, spokesperson for Bridgeport's new mayor, is busy putting out to bid some of the most symbolic excesses of the former administration. The illegally purchased SUV was snapped up quickly, but two large oriental rugs are still for sale.
And they're stunning in this room, but it's inappropriate, especially since they were how they were procured.
Mayor Ganim devised an elaborate scheme to hide the $20,000 purchase. Electrical contractors working in the office bought the rugs, adding the price onto their cost of labor so there was no paper trail. The mayor planned to take the rugs home once he left office. Bridgeport's new officials have instituted ethics training seminars for all city employees, and residents are demanding stricter state laws. Representative Jim O'Rourke chairs the Government Administration and Elections Committee.
But we are seeking greater disclosure of people's financial relationships, and we want to bar gifts from contractors and lobbyists, obviously, to public and state officials. And you know, we're not going to tolerate the kind of shenanigans that we saw in Bridgeport and Waterbury.
O'Rourke admits that stricter laws won't stop all corruption in Connecticut, but in the face of the recent series of scandals, he says to do nothing would be wrong. He and other legislators may want to work fast. The attorney general has just announced that he expects yet another state official to be indicted for corruption very shortly. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford.